flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Not their finest showing last night. Gave up 42 in the first quarter to the Lakers, who are now 8 over 500. Won the game by 40 points just about last night. Greg Finberg joins us to break it down. Check out his work at Bullets Forever. Greg, first of all, what did you think of last night's game?
Last night's game was what I would categorize as the low point this far of this rebuild. 16 straight loss, which tied a franchise record. It marked, over the last calendar year, there's been 3 such 16-game losing streaks in the NBA. The Wizards own all of them. Just a couple of stats to rattle off. Over the 16-game losing streak, they lost by an average of 18 points per game. 13 of the 16 losses have come by double figures. 9 of the 16 by 15-plus points. They're shooting 41% from the field, 31% from 3, 15 turnovers a game, and obviously the loss put them at 6-41, which is nearly 5 games worse than the second-worst team, Utah. It was a third straight game that didn't have anybody reach 20 points. Jordan Poole's struggles continued. Him and Kyle Kuzma were a combined, 9 of 27 from the field. Kuz only had 13 points. Just there's nothing to hang your hat on from last night. It just kind of looked like the Lakers were playing around and toying around with the Wizards like it was like JV versus varsity. So pretty low point of the rebuild for Washington.
So, Greg, defensively, obviously, that's where it kind of stings. Individually, there's some good defenders. There's some guys that can be problems for opponents. Like Koulibaly one-on-one. I like Alex Saar when he's been able to kind of be in space and, his length bothers people, et cetera. But it just seems team defense-wise, they're not there. I get it when you've got Poole and Kuzma, two guys that are about as interested as I am Sunday morning in a YMCA of guarding people. You're going to be hurt there. But still, it just feels like they're not interested enough on the defensive end. Your thoughts there?
I think you're spot on there. I think effort has a big thing to do with it. They don't, like you said, they don't have many good individual defenders. And if you've seen Alex Saar miss the second half of the game against Dallas, and he's missed the last two games. You've seen that with the lack of rim protection. For all of the effort that Jonas Valanciunas puts in, he's not a good defender. He's really slow laterally as well. And so when you get switched on to players, you can't really do much with JV as your so-called rim protector. And you saw that. 42 points for the Lakers in the first quarter. They put up 134 points. Dallas put up 130. The Raptors scored 106, which is actually a win for the Wizards. But then you look at the fact that they only scored 82. And so I think a lack of good individual defenders has contributed to that. But it's also a lack of buy-in, a lack of effort. When you lost 16 in a row, there's really no one really expects to win. It's hard in the NBA when you don't have effort on defense to really defend. And the Wizards, for the most part, haven't had that effort at all this year.
The Wizards are six games up on the rest of the Eastern Conference and four games up on every team in basketball in the capture the flag opportunity that they have to try to finish with the worst record. Obviously, then they could potentially get screwed in a lottery, but we're hoping that that doesn't happen. Greg, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Greg.
Six.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.